Well, hello, and welcome to the cooking show with Solo Man. Actually, this isn't a cooking show. I can cook quite well, but I don't really feel that an hour and a half on cooking something when it only takes 10 minutes to eat it is really a great thing. But I know some people who do it all the time. I mean, just add that time up during 1 year. How much time have you actually really wasted? But this is a sort of a video about what do you get. And what I mean is, what do you get if you have a femon who has a daughter, and she brings the daughter up as a single parent, no man around? What do you get at the end of it? Well, the mother will tell the daughter how special and great she is, and tell her she's a princess and so is her mother. She won't let anybody talk to her in any bad way or criticize her in any way either. And she'll probably tell her all men are bad. In other words, the mother's probably entitled, and the daughter will turn out to be even more entitled. And then let's say the daughter has another daughter, and they are even more entitled. And it just keeps on going like that. Not hard to see where we are today and why. But let's try it again and say the femon has a daughter and she has a man. And unusually, the man is actually the father of the daughter. That's unusual nowadays, isn't it? But he knows he's the father because he had a DNA test done. Oi! What a good man. And what will happen here is that the man will try to discipline the daughter or criticize her and try and make her a better person. But it will be difficult because the mother every time will jump in there and stop him criticizing her in any way. But some of the man's discipline and everything goodness will get through. Not always, but a lot of times. And the daughter should grow up nowhere near as entitled as the other one. Okay, so let's take a femon now, and she has a son. And she brings the son up, but she has no man in the house this time. What do we get? And although femons think they can do and be anything, they can't. And she will bring this son up probably nearly the same as she brought the daughter up. But she will also manipulate him into being a good puppet for the femons. And she will increasingly tell him that femons are far better than men. So this boy will grow up quite weak in thinking femons are the best thing since chalk and cheese, and men are pretty bad. And the last scenario is the femon has a son, but she also has a man. And yes, he is the actual father. DNA test done. Now, any time the boy needs a bit of discipline, she will send him to his father. And the father will beat the living crap out of him. No. And his father will discipline him, but also tell him that femons are not the same as men. He won't tell his son that femons are bad, it's just that they are different and think differently. And he will show him what being a man is all about. And in turn, the boy will grow up to be a well-adjusted human being. Although probably not very adjusted for this world we're in. But who the hell is? Well, it goes to prove that nature is always correct, and that is, a child should be brought up by a mother and a father together. I mean, it's hardly rocket science, is it? I mean, what do you think, guys? Let me know. Anyway, back to the cooking program. So what you do is you beat this meat with this hammer, and you soften it. Oh yes, you soften it, and probably kill it the same time.